Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So on the Health and Wellbeing Show today, we are hearing from two people from Yorkshire Cancer Research. In the studio with me, I have Dr. Catherine Scott and Leah Simmons. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell us what you do at Yorkshire Cancer Research.
So I'm Chief Exec, and I've been Chief Exec since June this year, but I've been with the charity for about 9 years. So I've seen it go through some great changes about how we're putting people at the middle of our strategy and how we're delivering for the people of Yorkshire. The charity's actually 92 years old this year.
Oh, so looking great for 92.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's an old charity, but we are dedicated to improving cancer outcomes for the people of Yorkshire. Now, that's not an easy task, and we've got a lot of things that we're doing and a lot of things that we need to do. We've dedicated £100 million over 10 years to try and improve those outcomes. We're the third worst county in the UK.
Really?
So there's a lot of good stuff that we can do to get our outcomes to be better.
Why do you think that's the case at the minute?
Well, it's been the case for a long time, and there are many and varied reasons why Yorkshire... It's Yorkshire, the North East and the North West. So immediately you'd say, you know, there's deprivation, there's post-industrialisation, there's a range of different things, including education, ethnicity mixes. We've got coastal, rural, city. We've got such a range of different places where people live, and the services have to stretch very far in order to accommodate that. But other countries do it. So Canada, where we go looking for who's the best in the world, Canada, the US and Australia all have better outcomes, and they have even wider geographies than we are, so it's not impossible. It's just very, very difficult, and there's a history of underfunding for Yorkshire. We think we get about half of the national cancer research funding that we would expect for our population size.
So what needs to be done then? What is it that Yorkshire Cancer Research do on a daily basis, and what is it that you're doing in the future to help combat this?
So we fund a range of different projects which can contribute to improving those cancer outcomes. And every year, traditionally, we run a funding round where we find the people who can help us deliver on those projects, and then we fund them to do them. So, for example, we recently funded some big clinical trials that investigate how drugs can improve cancer patients' outcomes. We've invested in screening. So we launched a lung CT screening program that will actually start screening people in about 6 months' time. But on top of that, there's a huge unmet need for the 190,000 people living with a diagnosis and cancer and living beyond cancer, whatever their outcomes are going to be. And that number of 190,000 for Yorkshire is going to rise to close to 300,000 in the next 10-year window. So there's a lot to go for. Those people need support. And some of our newer initiatives are looking at how we support people living with cancer.
What is it then that you've got in the immediate future? If this is affecting somebody who's listening now in any way, what is there coming up that you could offer them to sort of help and talk and support?
So this year we are putting on an event for people affected by cancer. It's called Life with Cancer 2017. It's a free full-day event at the Harrogate Convention Centre on Thursday the 16th of November, and it'll be running from 10 till 4 in the afternoon. And we're inviting along anyone who's been affected by cancer, so whether you're a patient currently, whether you've had cancer in the past, whether you've helped to look after somebody with cancer, everybody is invited along to get information and advice on how to live better with cancer.
The psychosocial side of a cancer diagnosis is known to be underfunded, and there's a lot of unmet need in that space. So people who might have psychosocial issues that they need to deal with, or their families need to deal with, or their parents or their children, and that's a really big piece.
Do you think it's still not talked about often enough?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yes, I think it's not talked about enough. I think people don't know where to go as well. And we know that when you ask patients, which we did in order to develop this day, we asked cancer patients in a series of focus groups to help us design the most helpful day. And they tell us that that advice is really hard to find in some cases.
So if somebody turns up on the 16th of November, 10 o'clock, what can they expect for the day? What's in store for them?
So we've got a really full programme running across the day to give you advice and information on living better with and after cancer. And you'll be able to hear research experts, healthcare professionals, other patients talking to a range of topics such as how to manage side effects, diet and exercise after a cancer diagnosis, learning more about getting involved in clinical trials and things like financial and legal advice that's specific to people that have had a diagnosis of cancer. And then we're also giving people the opportunity to support and learn from one another as well by running some discussion groups throughout the day. We are running practical sessions where people will be able to have a taster session in exercise and Pilates and mindfulness. And then as well as all of that, we're pulling together an information hub so people will be able to go along and talk to local support groups, talk to local research nurses and their local cancer centre. And just get more information from them about things that have affected them.
If people want to get involved with this, or they want to just talk to somebody about the event and find out whether it's right for them, what do they need to do? Is it as simple as turning up? Or
so we are asking everybody to pre-register for the event, and the easiest way to do that is to go to our website, which is www.ycr.org.uk/LWC2017.
We'll put plenty of links to that as well at strayfm.com
yeah,
for you.
Good. But they can also give us a ring as well if they wanted to have a chat with one of our members of staff a bit more about what will be going on the day. And our phone number is 01423 501269.
Leah and Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.